And you've seen aliens?
Well, I didn't write about this in the book. My publisher thought it would be over the top. But in fact...
So you're speaking about it now for the first time.
I have had some bizarre experiences in my life with people I believe could be from elsewhere. The first experience was in 1963 on the California-Arizona border when I was touring with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The second experience, which to me was more significant, took place in February 1967 when I was playing in New York at the Carnegie Hall with the London Symphony Orchestra. We were staying at what was then called the Park Sheraton Hotel. And at that time, I was getting very frustrated. My efforts in research weren't leading me anywhere. And I had been told that I should attempt telepathic communication with these beings. I thought, this is absolutely absurd. But people told me that these beings are highly telepathic and that there are some of them living and working on this planet, collaborating with some of our government people. So I sat down in the lobby of the Park Sheraton in the middle of New York. Now, you've got to be careful in hotel lobbies, especially in New York.
Yeah.
People came and went. I was beaming out these thoughts. If there are any of you people in the New York vicinity, please come and sit down next to me and prove it. Well, nothing happened for about half an hour. Finally, this guy comes in. He's about 5'10". He's slightly tanned. Very well-proportioned features. Sandy-colored hair. Straight out of Madison Avenue, immaculately dressed, carrying an attaché case, from which he took the New York Times. He sat down beside me. Everything he did was rather deliberate. He slowly turned the pages and finally folded the newspaper, put it back in his attaché case. I thought, well, why don't I try the experiment? In my mind, I said, right, if you're from elsewhere, would you please take your right index finger and hold it to the right side of your nose? No sooner had I thought that than he did exactly that. For quite a while as well. So what did I do? Being English, we hadn't been introduced, so I didn't go any further. It's one of the great regrets in my life, I have to say. I'm only relating the story exactly as it happened. I don't know whether he was an extraterrestrial, but in view of later disclosures from various people who claim to have been working with these people, that they are highly telepathic, I think it's possible that he could have been. Furthermore, it had a profound effect on my life from a spiritual point of view. And I think it led me to become more open about discussing the subject of UFOs, and I began giving public lectures and broadcasts that year, in fact.